You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA. It's the Our Community segment. It's 728, about 47 degrees right now. Got a special guest producer, Ronnie McCord, joining us in the studio. Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
Good morning.
So we're looking forward to different things happening this summer, and we've got some guests in the studio. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, gente. Yeah, my name is Stephen Hawley. I run a local dance group here in the Caljeshna. We're a Denina dance group, but we mean our name means the Friendship Dancers. So we work to keep our culture alive by teaching our youth our songs and dances and stories, but we also invite others to come in and share their culture, share their songs, share their dances, share their stories that, you know, can help bring more understanding of, you know, of our home here in Cook Inlet, and that way and being able to experience other people's cultures together.
So what's coming up, what's on the horizon?
Right now, July 28th and 29th is going to be the Eklutna powwow out there in Eklutna. So watch for the flyer, check it out on Facebook. And there's always volunteer opportunities over there during the powwow, you know, for help cooking, cleaning. So if you want to get out and help out in the community, that'd be a good time. This segment is supposed to be to help you keep updated on what's going on culturally in the community, fundraiser-wise, any kind of cultural gathering. And during this segment, we are going to be doing a biography on a dance group, and Stephen's dance group is going to be our first dance group that we're opening up with this show. So if you have any fundraisers that's going on in the Anchorage area, we are doing this segment every Thursday here on KNBA, Native Voice America.
So Stephen, tell me a little bit about your background. I heard that you're, into mapping.
Oh, yeah. So I joined the dance group and I started leading it as a part of for me to work with my culture to make sure that, you know, it's still alive, to do my part, you know. But that type of mind frame came from my business background, being one that works with lands. So I started out working with Taonic Native Corporation, my village corporation, and we were looking to develop a lands department that could give our decision makers the information that they needed to make the best decisions that they could for enhancing our abilities as Native corporations to manage our land and to increase our assets values. And that later on turned into me working with Alaska Village Initiatives to help launch a company called Alaska Carbon Exchange. So Alaska Village Initiative was before time immemorial, a long time ago, many, many moons ago. They used to be Community Enterprise Development, or Community Economic Development Enterprise, I think, CEDC. They used to own all the AC stores, you know? And they are, them along with Rural Cap are the original model that all Alaska Native corporations were built off of. And that's one that's a company that its mission is to provide services and benefits to its members. And our members are all across Alaska, all the rural communities, all the villages. And we are working to give a tool that will allow us as Native peoples and Native landowners to protect our lands for our own cultural reasoning. And finding that benefit in there with revenue benefit, with training, with land management tools, with access to a broader understanding of what can be done with our pristine acreage that we hold. And pretty soon we'll be launching up an outreach program to be able to bring in, for my project, I need to get 10 other villages on board for working with USDA, loans and programs and grants to be able to help them better manage their lands.
So that sounds like a really important important topic and issue, and we'll probably have to get you back when you're closer to recruiting for that.
All right.
Where can people go for more information about Alaska Village Initiatives?
They can. We have our Facebook. You can check it out, Alaska Village Initiatives, or you can give us a call, 274-5400. You can ask for Steven or ask for Charles. You can ask for one of us, and we'll tell you all about it.
Thanks. And so I understand you're also gearing up, you know, in the kind of your off time, or as your well, your community engagement bit, where you're the in this dance group, and tell me a little bit about that.
So, growing up, you would hear people talk about, you know, just certain pieces of knowledge that you knew came from your people. You know, it just stood out. But that was, you know, only sometimes you would catch that phrase from somebody, you know. And I've always wanted something to be a little nexus for that type of environment, that, you know, someone would say something that would, you know, keep our culture alive, keep that understanding relevant to the thinker. And in working with the dance group, we formed it back in 2012 for our Itiina powwow, for our friendship powwow, so that we can bring in other cultures, and we wanted our culture to be noticed, to be seen. And as things developed, you know, we decided that we wanted it to be something that goes on all year long. And I don't know, just kids kept on coming, and their parents or their grandparents would drag them along, and then after a while they'd want to come, and then they'd bring their friends sometimes, and just it turned into a chance for us to hear our songs by teaching the youth, and it's been growing ever since as the kids grow.
So I noticed you brought your drum here, and can we hear some of the goods?
Oh yeah, definitely. This song is Way Up, and part of the efforts in my dance group is for us to learn our old dances and to bring up to learn our new ones. And the dance that we do with this song with in my group is a dance that one of my and Rodney's elders, Sava Sergei, Sava Stefan, he did a dance to this, and it's a story about what happened when he ran into a caribou in the woods. But this song is called Way Up.
Awesome. So where can we find out more information about Itiina Kaljeshna?
You can look us up on our Facebook page, the Friendship Dancers. If you try to look up Itiina Kaljeshna, you might be spelling that for a while. But if you just look up Friendship Dancers, it'll bring us up. We practice every Monday at 6:30 at Northway Mall. We have a little studio there that we rent from Pacific Bloom. And yeah, feel free to come by, sing your songs, learn ours, you know, help represent the dance culture here in Anchorage.
I'd like to thank our guests today, Stephen, as well as Rodney, helping us produce the ARC community segment. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Chicken Nick.